Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty, Todd Burlidge across the desk. We're now glad to welcome in author of How Sweet It Is. If you're a fan of basketball, high school basketball in general, obviously here in the Hoosier State we are, in some aspects. I think we claim the creation of the game, which isn't true. Jarrett Van Meter joins us now here on the show, the author of How Sweet It Is, a fantastic book. I've started reading this. I got it about a week ago, kind of culminating the history and the rivalry, the pomp and circumstance of basketball in the state just to the south of us in Kentucky. And first and foremost, we welcome Jarrett to the show. Jarrett, how are you doing today, man?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I am fantastic. This weather finally feels like summer. So with that, I get back out and have an opportunity to get outside a little bit with this gorgeous weather at. You're actually going to be here local tonight in Warsaw at the Buffalo Street Emporium if you want to go meet Jarrett and talk a little bit about his book. But first and foremost, that's where I want to start. This project, why this project, why this book?
Yeah, so I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, which is the host city of the state tournament in Kentucky. And Kentucky is unique. Not completely unique. It's one of two states, including Delaware, that still only crowns one state champion.
Mm-hmm.
There's no class systems. There's no Catholic school tournament or anything like that. There's one true state champion. And the season culminates in this 16-team tournament called the Sweet 16. And all 16 teams remaining at the end of the season after district and regional play all gather at Rupp Arena, which is where the Kentucky Wildcats play, and play in a single elimination 16-team, 5-day tournament that's just widely celebrated through the state. You know, generations of families have gone to the tournament. There are friendships between families that have developed at the tournament and are maintained at the tournament. And it's just a celebration of high school basketball. And Kentucky, if you ask the people down there, they'd probably tell you that they're near or close to the level of fervor that Indiana high school fans have. I know that's blasphemous to say up here, but we love our high school basketball, and I've always loved that state tournament format. But within the state of Kentucky, there's so many different cultures. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that Cincinnati is, although it's mostly in Ohio, it's actually on the Kentucky border, so a lot of people who consider themselves to be from Cincinnati are actually Kentucky residents. Louisville's a big city in Kentucky. Lexington's a decent-sized city. But then you also have the mountains of Appalachia, some rural coal mining communities where basketball is the most important thing going down there, and as well as agricultural, rural landscape out to the western part of the state. So there's just a lot of different communities, but the through line is everybody wants that one true state tournament trophy, and that was kind of at the heart of taking on this project, was to convey how important it is, and that no matter where you're from or your circumstances as a high school kid, everybody wants the same thing.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because for a long time Indiana had the one tournament, and there's still a lot of people that from that generation that want to go back to that and don't like the current format. My question for you is, how much of a push and you're doing your research and your writing of this book, have you heard people, are they all in support? Is there a growing number of people that want a multi-class system? I mean, as you mentioned, there's only two states left doing it this way. I like it. I think it adds a different level of prestige when you're only crowning one high school. I think it makes it a little bit more unique and a little bit more special. But in being in and around this sport, did you see anybody, or did you hear a lot of people saying, hey, we would maybe want to adopt one of these other states' tournament style?
Yeah, when I'm making the case and laying the framework at the beginning of the book for kind of what's at the heart of this book, the single state champion format, I talk about Indiana, and I actually spoke with Kyle Macy, who's from Peru, Indiana, and of course played for the Kentucky Wildcats, and so he kind of has a vantage of both states. But in Kentucky, it works pretty perfectly because despite the fact that the states are geographically similar in size, Indiana has almost twice as many people as Kentucky.
Mm.
So in Kentucky, I think there's about 250 or so high schools total in the entire state. And right now, it seems almost unanimous that people like it, but every couple years after, what happens is every handful of years, there'll be a contingent of people that will form and kind of start an initial push to want to develop a class system. And that usually happens if the Louisville, Lexington, or Bowling Green, which is the third biggest city in the state, those three towns win so many years in a row, which can happen. But what I also go into this in the book is that it seems that just the basketball gods intervene the perfect amount of years and interject a perfect small town story of a team that comes along out of nowhere and wins it. And that usually keeps the detractors and naysayers at bay, just because the people who like it and love the format and know what it lends itself to can point to the small schools every few years and say, this is why we have it. This is what makes it special. Because when this happens, it's amplified by the fact that they took on the whole state and they ran the table.
Yeah, a little bit of a David versus Goliath type. Once again, we're joined by Jarrett Van Meter, the author of How Sweet It Is, an account of the 2015-2016 Kentucky high school basketball season, specifically Clay County, Covington Catholic, and Taylor County. You can hang out. You can meet Jarrett tonight in Warsaw, Buffalo Street Emporium, 7 p.m. tonight. He will be there signing books, and you can meet him and talk about this as well. And I challenge high school basketball fans here in the area, and you're in a perfect spot. Warsaw, a very successful basketball program over the last couple of years. They had maybe one of the best players in recent note from Elkhart County this year, and Kyle Mangus, who will be playing some college basketball. But the one thing I love is Kentucky and Indiana do this all-star game every year, and it's fantastic. They play a game in Kentucky and then a game in Indiana. They do a girls and a boys high school game, which is fantastic. And the best part about that is Kentucky, not only is the college basketball great, the high school basketball is fantastic. And obviously Indiana, here we have coveted recruits each year. Two states that marry that both really love this game in the high school level as well. What is when you kind of did your research and you're entrenched in doing this book, what were some of the things that really had you excited? Maybe something that didn't make the book or something that you saw or somebody that was really pivotal in being part of this project?
Well, the initial process, I knew I wanted to kind of back up the format of the book is I follow three teams all access for an entire year. And the initial process of choosing those three teams was just really exciting. I knew kind of what I wanted in that I wanted three teams that were very, very different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be spending a lot of time with the teams on the buses, in the locker room, you know, in the players' homes, et cetera. So I knew I wanted three very different parts of the state just because that kind of covers everything that makes the state tournament in Kentucky so special, is that all these different cultures come together for a 16-team single elimination tournament. So in developing that list of three teams, that was probably the most exciting part for me at the beginning. I was driving all around the state, meeting with different coaches who all have, you know, interesting coaching histories, have developed lots of stories along the way, and I was just chatting with them for minutes, half hour, hour, it didn't matter. That a lot of them were, once you got them going, they wanted to talk all day just because they love talking basketball. So just getting to talk to coaches from all over, and you know, a lot of coaches in Kentucky are from Kentucky, but then there's also coaches from out of state who have made their way to Kentucky just through their coaching careers, and just meeting so many people that love basketball and talking to them about their careers and their history. The whole process was just meeting so many people who share the common love of basketball that obviously the people in Indiana know here so well. But it was to answer your question at the most basic sense, the person who I spoke with who was always the most exciting was that Clay County is one of the teams that I followed. And for people who don't know where that is, that's a school down in the mountains of Appalachia, down in southeastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the poorest counties in the United States. It's a kind of a struggling former coal community where the coal industry has kind of moved on to new places. But so it's kind of this town that's left to pick up the pieces from businesses moving elsewhere, but their basketball program has remained strong for decades. They won a state championship back in 1987. Their coach then was a man named Bobby Keith. And Coach Keith had retired, but one of his former players was the coach the year that I followed him. His name is Robert Markham. But Coach Keith, the former coach, the final year of his life was the year that I followed Clay County, and he is the best motivational speaker I've ever seen in any video, on any ESPN All Access thing, any book or magazine article. He is the top speaker I've ever seen. He has a gift for motivating young men, and I got to talk with him and just hear his stories. And then after I followed them for the year, he ended up passing away, and that was just a really special getting to know him and how he just means so much to that community. And he's actually on the cover of the book with the 1987 state championship trophy.
Sweet, that's awesome. Again, Jarrett Van Meter joining us here on the Homestretch, ESPN Radio 102.7, talking about his book that's out now, and I am posting a link to my Twitter where you can go get the book. I challenge, if you love high school basketball, which I know a lot of our listeners do, check this book out. It's an interesting read, and it gives you kind of a first behind-the-scenes look at Kentucky basketball. I've always been interested in kind of how other states do things, and especially high school sports, and we're so coveted in the way that we do it, but there's a lot of purists here that believe that you're really not a state champion in basketball unless you are the champion of everybody. They want to go back to the one class system. I think it's fantastic. I would love to see it. I think basketball is really one of the few sports where you can truly do that and still have extremely competitive state tournament, and it's fantastic. Again, Jarrett Van Meter, you can follow him on Twitter at jvanmeter31. You can see him tonight, 7 p.m. in Warsaw, Buffalo Street Emporium. I challenge you, go check him out. Read this book. It's fantastic. Jarrett, appreciate you coming on the show here today, and hopefully this isn't the only book you write. I know you probably have a few ideas down the road, but this is fantastic and a great outline of high school sports, which is a passion of mine. So appreciate you taking some time coming on the show today, man.
Thanks so much for having me, and maybe I'll be up here to do one of these about Indiana sometime soon.
Hey, if you do and you're in town, you're always welcome to stop by.
Perfect. Thanks so much.